Canada stares down Silicon Valley. We're not afraid, or so they say. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 23rd day of June. Thanks for being here. In other news, Starbucks, unions, pride, and misinformation. It's a story. 3M to pay billions to clean up water. We'll tell you why that's going on. So how much did it cost to conduct the search for the imploded submersible? We'll share what we know. Southwest Airlines, a win and a loss. Baby shark toys made the news today. We've got the Wall Street Report. And will funflation cause a hangover? You ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, reporting today from, well, our mobile location in Mason City, Iowa. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. The Canadian Senate passed a bill that will require Google and Meta to pay news outlets for stories they post or repost. The bill is expected to be signed by Prime Minister Trudeau. The Associated Press is reporting that the bill, which is set to become law, was passed amid a standoff between the Canadian government and Silicon Valley tech giants. Ottawa had said the law creates a level playing field between online advertising giants and the shrinking news industry. And Canadian Heritage Minister Pablo Rodriguez has promised to push back on what he describes as threats from Facebook and Google to remove journalism from their platforms. So, how did Meta respond? Well, they promised to take their toys and go home. The company confirmed that it plans to comply with the bill by ending news availability on Facebook and Instagram for its Canadian users, as it had previously warned. Meta would not offer details about the timeline for that move, but said it will pull local news from its site before the Online News Act takes effect. The bill will come into force 6 months after it receives royal assent. Legacy media and broadcasters have praised the bill, which promises to enhance fairness in the digital news marketplace and help bring in more money for shrinking newsrooms. Tech giants, including Meta and Google, have been blamed in the past for disrupting and dominating the advertising industry, eclipsing smaller traditional players. Starbucks workers at 150 locations are set to strike over what the union is calling clashes over LGBTQ decor at restaurants. The strike would take out about 3,500 workers. Meanwhile, Starbucks says the union is dealing with misinformation. In a statement, Starbucks said that Workers United continues to spread false information about our benefits, policies, and negotiation efforts. It's a tactic used to seemingly divide our partners and deflect from their failure to respond to bargaining sessions for more than 200 stores. Starbucks, based in Seattle, said last week there had been no change to any policy on the matter and that its support of LGBTQ plus causes is unwavering. Meanwhile, Workers United said that store managers around the country have curtailed or removed displays during the month-long celebration of LGBTQ plus people. In some cases, the union said, managers told workers that pride displays were a safety concern, citing recent incidents at Target where some angry customers tipped over merchandise and confronted workers. Chemical manufacturer 3M will pay at least $10.3 billion to settle lawsuits over contamination of many U.S. public drinking water systems with potentially harmful compounds used in firefighting foam and a host of consumer products. The deal would compensate water providers for pollution with PER and polyfluorinated substances known collectively as PFAS. It's a broad class of chemicals used in nonstick, water and grease-resistant products such as clothing and even cookware. The payment will help cover costs of filtering PFAS from systems where it's been detected and will also allow testing in other sites. Experts have weighed in on the cost to conduct the search for that submersible submarine that imploded this past week. The answer is, what's the cost? Millions of dollars, and that is just the Coast Guard bill. The massive international effort by aircraft, surface ships, and deep-sea robots began on Sunday when the Titan was reported missing. Searchers raced against a 96-hour clock in the desperate hope to find and rescue the vessel's occupants before their oxygen supply ran out. But all hope was extinguished on Thursday when officials announced the submersible had suffered a catastrophic implosion, killing all five aboard. A scaled-back search remains in place as the robots, remotely operated vehicles known as ROVs, continue to scan the seafloor for evidence that might shed light on what occurred in the deep waters of the North Atlantic. It was a lousy day on Wall Street as the major indexes all closed down, creating a losing week for the markets. And those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. Just days after Southwest Airlines flight attendants rejected the company's latest offer, the airline has struck a deal with its mechanics. Across the airline industry, revenue is rising as travel recovers from the pandemic. Unions are pushing airlines for better pay and benefits, even raising the threat of strikes to make their case. At Southwest, leaders of the union representing more than 18,000 flight attendants voted to reject a tentative contract that its own negotiators reached with the Dallas airline and the help of federal mediators. The company said the deal would have raised pay by 15%. The flight attendants are working under wages and other terms contained in a contract ratified way back in 2016. By federal law, contracts in the airline industry do not expire, and it's difficult for unions to conduct legal strikes. Hey, there's a shark alert going on. No, really. About 7.5 million singing and swimming baby shark bath toys are being recalled after multiple lacerations and puncture wounds were reported in children that were playing with them. Zuru, a California-based toy maker, says it's recalling both full-size and mini versions of its robotic baby shark toys that have hard plastic top fins, which pose the injury risks. 12 injuries have already been reported with Zuru's full-size RoboAlive Junior Baby Shark Sing and Swim bath toys after children sat on them or fell on them. 9 of those cases required stitches or medical attention, according to a release from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Wall Street suffered a losing week as the three indexes all fell on Friday. The Dow was off by 219 points to close at 33,727, while the NASDAQ lost 138 points to end the Friday session at 13,492, and the S&P 500 gave up 33 points to close out the week at 43.48. None of the major indexes even got close to the flat line on Friday, and it is the first losing streak in the past 6 weeks. Critics have also said the U.S. stock market is due for a breather after it climbed too far too fast following a rally of more than 20% since mid-October. The S&P 500 just broke its longest weekly winning streak since November of 2021. Much of the exuberance was because the U.S. economy had managed to avoid a recession, even though the Fed hiked interest rates at breakneck pace since early of 2022. The job market, in particular, has remained remarkably solid, and that has everybody a bit confused. And by the way, at news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was somewhat steady at $69.36 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with a question, can funflation cause a hangover? What's being called funflation? Well, that's the extra spending by Americans on items like concert tickets and eating out, even in the face of stubborn inflation. With prices still rising at an annual pace of 4%, consumers would normally have pulled back on buying all but the necessary durable goods like washing machines in expectation of prices rising even further. The funflation trend is being emphasized by fans of blockbuster acts like Taylor Swift and Beyonce, who are paying eye-popping prices for concert tickets and are willing to splurge on pricey airfares and hotel rooms if they're unable to secure tickets in their own towns. However, a post-pandemic urge to splurge will likely lead to a hangover by fall. Why? Credit card interest rates will continue to climb as the Fed hikes interest rates to try to deflate the economy. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. And a programming reminder, we will be back on the air at noon Central Time on News Talk 1540. KXEL with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review. And yes, we do stream. We hope to catch you then. All right, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.